In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The month of May is Lupus Awareness Month. Lupus is a chronic disease that can cause inflammation and pain in any part of the body. It's an autoimmune disease with no known cause or cure. Signs and symptoms include joint pain, rashes, fever, extreme fatigue, chest pain, hair loss, and sensitivity to sunlight. Do you have any of these symptoms? Take the Could You Have Lupus quiz by visiting lupusgreaterohio.org or contact 1-888-NO-LUPUS for more information. Funded by the Ohio Commission on Minority Health.
The first of two Cape Cod roadshows this roadshow season. We'll be back in a few weeks and at the Beachcomber in Wellfleet. But this morning, we are at the Lobster Trap in Bourne. And it looks like the bar is open.
Woo!
I've heard that they have a special secret espresso martini here that is famous.
I see them. It's early. Well, I guess I was going to say it's early for an espresso martini, but they're going for them.
All right.
And I guess it's a good way to wake up.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I mean, what else do
oh,
you
gosh.
Do?
Uh-oh.
Don't pass that in front of Kurt. All right.
Good. Oh, God, yeah. That's going to spill all
Courtney
over.
Put out the bat signal. There it is.
Right. That was.
There you go.
That was a quick turnaround.
Well, you can't just accept it. You have to sit
right,
it.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Am I allowed?
Yeah,
Pence
you're
here.
Allowed. You can do anything
you want. Oh, call Colleen
just,
first.
Just a little taste test.
Call your mom first.
Yeah, ask your mom for How is it?
Delicious. Ken's so upset. Right. That is very good. Yeah. Just one sip, Ken.
Yeah. Is there Baileys in it?
A little bit.
Oh, okay.
To be fair,
right.
Ken always
try?
Looks upset.
One little sip.
I'll give it a shot.
Yeah.
The presentation is fantastic.
Yeah, three beans.
Yeah. Gorgina.
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 Whatever that means.
What in the world?
I don't know. I think that's like the new thing the kids are saying, Curtis.
Is that a thing? That's
yeah. Gorgina.
You don't know that's a thing?
So like Shine played like a Gorgina?
No. Very different meaning.
Okay.
Different meaning.
All right.
All right. Wiggy likes it. All right. Anyway, we're at the lobster trap. Rob Ninkovich is here. He'll join us coming up. We'll talk football with Rob Ninkovich. Later on, we'll be joined by Slane, the actor and the rapper. Slane will be on the show, as he has been before, in a little bit. But we got to get to this morning's news.
And we've talked about the nor'easter that came through last night a bit already this morning. It left us without power at the trading post. It's still coming down a little bit, but it's not as bad as last night. But overnight, over 11,000 homes and businesses across Massachusetts were left without power. And that's not all. The storm also led to flights at Logan Airport being delayed. Later canceled, and the Orange Line service being interrupted because of flooding conditions. There were 469 flight delays last night and 66 cancellations reported as of 10 p.m. So that's only going to bleed in today. If you're heading to Logan, check your flights.
Call your airline.
Yes, of course, always.
I mean, it was raining hard. For a long time, like hours.
Yeah. In classic me fashion, we leave at the absolute worst time. The drive from the trading post back to the hotel, I legitimately couldn't see anything.
Yeah.
It was like the most intense rain. And everybody said, I mean, including me, the weather people, said it was going to be over by like 7 or 8. And it was the lightning when we were driving back.
Nuts.
Wild.
We should actually, Jackson, if we could, open up the Curtis weather window. Curtis, take a peek outside.
Ooh.
Because Memorial, and of course, it's the window world of Boston weather window that we open up. And it's an important weekend to people. So are we salvaging any of it?
We will salvage Sunday and mostly Monday. Sunday's okay. Monday's going to be partly sunny skies, 65 to 70 degrees, perfect day for a round of golf. If you're shy, I'm probably 8 hours for you to finish, so maybe start early. Right now, on May the 23rd, it feels like 32 degrees in downtown Boston.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
New England. Welcome to New England.
Absolute dog food. And you're right, Greg. I feel like maybe 2 to 3 really great Memorial Day weekends, but by and large, it's kind of like this.
Mostly the weather is like this. It stinks. All right, at Window World of Boston, you can get a whole house full of new windows installed for $99 a month. So go to windowworldofboston.com.
And I was just checking before I move on to make sure that Greg's ferry to Nantucket this morning is going to be okay. There's no update since last night, but there were some cancellations last night.
I'll get there. Okay. Doesn't matter when I get there.
Yeah. All right.
Greg has people that can boat him personally.
Or fly him.
That's true.
Ernie!
Three are dead after a plane crashed into a San Diego neighborhood yesterday. The music agency Sound Talent Group said that three of its employees, including co-founder Dave Shapiro, were on the private jet. Shapiro is listed as the owner of the plane and has a pilot's license. This, of course, is under investigation on what led to the crash.
Yeah.
But here's San Diego council member Raul Capillo on KFMP.
In this particular neighborhood, we had dozens of active duty families that are suffering, that suffered some injuries, and their homes have been destroyed.
It was during the evening,
yes,
or overnight when it crashed in that neighborhood, which is terrifying.
Worst time for that to happen with everybody asleep.
Does this make you want to move from Southie? Because we're kind of in the line.
I like to not think about it.
Okay.
But yeah, thank you.
Don't create more anxiety.
Right.
You know what I do think about, though? Every time I'm walking around Castle Island, which I run into Curtis almost every time.
Harry is a sweetheart.
Yeah, thank you. So is James.
Oh, thanks.
And so every time we're walking there, I always think about, don't they sometimes release, like, disgusting stuff from the plane?
What?
Yeah. Yes, they do.
But the lavatory?
The lavatory. And I think they try to do it over the ocean, but we're so close to the ocean. Yeah. What if we...
It's not like Dave Matthews' tour bus. I mean...
I always think about that.
Yeah, I don't think they drop the poop over, like, right there.
Okay.
I think that's like when they're...
Every once in a while, though, it does go through somebody's roof.
It does.
That is true.
It's frozen, generally.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And I don't think many people poop on an airplane.
I hope not.
What? Yeah. Have you ever been in an airplane bathroom? It doesn't smell like pee.
Wiggy doesn't do it in public.
No.
Public restroom.
No, I could do it in a public, but an airplane bathroom is just so small, and I don't think many people do... Go number two on an airplane bathroom.
Yeah.
You got to be a savage to do that.
Have you seen who travels?
Yeah. I mean, that is. I guess maybe if I'm on Spirit or Southwest, they're probably dookieing all over
there.
On Spirit, they charge you to poop.
Yes. Kid Cudi testified in the Diddy trial yesterday and talked about his relationship with Diddy's ex, Cassie, saying that his car was torched with a Molotov cocktail after his relationship with Cassie ended, and he suspected Combs was involved. He also said that Diddy broke into his house, locked his dog up in the house, and then set the Porsche on fire, the car outside, with the Molotov cocktail. So, insane.
And Diddy was doing this himself.
Yes. He also had, like, a right-hand man that I guess was handling a lot of it, but this was Diddy.
Well, what an absolute psycho.
He said, take that.
So it was just because they were dating.
Yeah.
And he had long ago not, I mean, he didn't want to be with her, but he didn't want her to date anybody else.
Right. But Kid Cudi kind of echoed what Cassie said about Diddy's relationship with her and the abuse that she endured.
Right. But then Kid Cudi also said that she was playing both of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's fine.
Here we go.
You can cheat on somebody.
Take that.
You're blaming Cassie for this.
Cassie, hey, listen. She's got some culpability in this. Don't let her fool you. She didn't take $20 million for no reason. And then another $10 million, $30
million. She got the S beat out of her over and over again.
I'm not talking about you. I know that. We've seen that. But the whole freak-offs, she was front forward in them.
But Wiggy,
I'm not talking about the domestic stuff.
No, we're talking about the freak-offs.
Like, that's all we're talking about.
When Fox News paid $40 million to women he abused, nobody said, oh, why'd they take the money? Because they were harmed.
Who?
I'm just using Bill O'Reilly.
No, I'm not saying
was accused of sexual office.
I'm not talking about...
But that's why she took the money.
Right.
No, I'm not talking about the the physical abuse, what we saw on the on the camera there.
You're talking about the freak-offs.
The freak-offs, because that's what they keep bringing up. She was front forward in the freak-offs. She was telling some of the escorts to do.
But did he pay her because of what he did to her?
Right.
No, he was afraid of it getting out.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about when we're – because he said Cassie has culpability in the sense of the freak-offs.
She said that if she didn't do certain things, he was going to beat her up. So that's why, in my opinion, from listening to all of it, she was fronting.
Also, Wiggy lost his mind when Morgan Wallen threw a chair off of a balcony, but Diddy can do no wrong. Yeah.
I had no problem with Morgan Wallen throwing a chair off the balcony.
Wiggy, yesterday, off air, was listening to a Morgan Wallen song, asked me who sang it. I said, Morgan Wallen. He said, I kind of like this song.
I like that song.
You're becoming a big country.
Rock stars can throw chairs off of roofs. Okay. I mean, that's what they do.
Wiggy goes to the Cape. He comes back a member of No Shoes Nation.
The song was pretty good. I forget the name.
Dangerous.
Is that it? Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Right.
Also, something you could describe P. Diddy as.
Could be a good rejoin, Jack. Some Harvard students coming from abroad are panicked and trying to find another university after the Trump administration announced that the school can no longer enroll foreign students. So the U.S. Department of Homeland Security released a statement yesterday saying Harvard can no longer enroll foreign students and existing foreign students must transfer or lose their legal status. This order came down to terminate Harvard students and exchange visitor program, their certificate for that, citing the university's refusal to turn over the conduct records of foreign students requested by DHS last month.
Yeah, well, it's very simple. Like, if Harvard would cooperate, they want to remove those from these universities who are, in many cases, participating in anti-Semitic behavior. And Jewish students have every right to be, and from my perspective, to be protected when they're going to college.
Yep.
And if Harvard would just cooperate and participate, then they could get their money.
But in a broader picture, I don't understand. I really don't. How, like, all we're told is that one side incites violence and that it's this political discussion that leads to violence. Then we have, and we're told everybody is a bigot and all these things. Then you have a class of people or a group of people that are at universities targeted based on their religion, precluded from going places, and you have places calling for an intifada and from the river to the sea.
Yeah.
And then two Israeli people are gunned down leaving the embassy. Like, if this
at a museum, though, not even at the embassy, and they're trying to make it seem like it's a political thing. They were at a museum.
They were targeted because they were Jewish by a guy that wants to free Palestine.
It's horrific.
But it's like, this is what they say exists everywhere else, but they don't cover it.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense to you? Like, why is it okay that we have this one group of people that we can just do this to?
But I feel like they're leaving out certain things in articles to make it seem like it's just strictly political and not just anti-Semitic.
Ooh, you're coming around. You're figuring this out. Well, you're maturing right before our
eyes. I've always been on the stand with the Jewish people.
They'll be welcomed at some HBCUs if they want to come down there.
What?
The Jewish people. Yeah, if they want to come down some HBCUs,
like
they'll be welcome there.
All right.
If Harvard's going to be like that.
Right.
No need for that, Harvard.
Yeah. We could hear from one Harvard PhD student from China who's set to graduate on Saturday on BZ.
And then we are still in the panic mode because this news just broke out like a few hours ago, right? So we don't really know. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty chaotic, and then I don't know what's going to happen next.
Well, blame Harvard. Mm-hmm. That you can blame your university for that.
Yep. Hate this next story. The U.S. Treasury has decided to get rid of the penny.
I knew it.
I hate it.
Why?
Why?
What about all the good luck?
Well, you can have a lucky, you can find a lucky nickel.
Yeah.
No, not the same.
I mean, does anybody, how many people actually use physical cash anymore?
I think people use cash, but nobody uses pennies.
Yeah, nobody uses change.
Yeah.
Nobody uses change anymore.
No, nobody.
I mean, the penny cost the United States of America $85 million to make.
Oh, damn.
they lost $85 million making the penny, because the copper is more than the value of the 1 cent. There's
right.
more, the value of the copper that you put into a penny is more.
But why don't we do to the penny what we do to bags of Doritos? Just like make it less, you know what I mean? Like cheapen out on the actual product. Yeah. Maybe get a smaller penny.
Well, how about we just get rid of change altogether? Like just round up to the nearest dollar.
Or round down.
Yeah, round down. I mean, I would prefer round down. You know they're not going to
do the round down, not the round up.
Have you seen our proficiency scores?
Round down.
Tests right now, nobody can do math.
Like instead of $31.99, just make it $32.
But then it doesn't seem as cheap.
I'm with you.
It is crazy.
Then make it $31.
Yeah.
$30.99 sounds better.
Yeah, okay, make it $29.
Okay, we got it. Deal.
It is crazy. The Mint expects that it will realize an immediate annual saving of $56 million by phasing out the production.
Good job. Get rid of the penny.
Let's head to Florida, Jack.
And now,
it's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of
Come to Miami.
Florida. Not like the rest of us.
The people of Polk County like guns. They have guns. I encourage them to own guns.
On WEEI.
Oh, they don't close Florida.
A guy got busted because he did the one chip challenge and then drank a beer because his mouth was on fire. We've all been there. Unfortunately, he was on parole, and drinking was a violation of his parole terms.
Oh, so he posted it.
Yeah.
Oh,
36-year-old Darren
got him again.
Dykels was on parole as a part of his sentencing in Colorado for a felony stalking conviction.
Uh-oh.
He does have a pretty long rap sheet, but he was arrested after this video was posted of him doing the one-chip challenge, grabbing a Corona and drinking it.
To be fair, if you're doing the one-chip challenge and nobody sees it, what's the point?
Right.
Yeah, there's no point.
Why would you do it?
Maybe have milk. Nearby.
Well, that's a swing and a miss.
Yeah. And we're going to stay in Florida for the last story. 18 Army Rangers have been suspended for firing blanks at a crowded Florida beach at a pirate festival.
Time, were you there?
I wasn't.
Sounds kind of fun, though. The troopers from the 6th Ranger Training Battalion at Camp Rudder are under investigation for using their automatic weapons without permission after participating in a mock sea battle at the Billy Bowlegs Pirate Festival on Crab Island in Destin on Friday.
Billy Bowlegs?
Yes.
This is why I love Florida. Like, this is perfect. So they're having a pirate festival.
Arr, matey. I'm here to steal your
movie. Reference, the pirate in Dodgeball that stays in character.
And then they talk those guys into showing up with their automatic weapons and firing some blanks.
Well, Billy Bowlegs, the festival, has come out saying that this was not part or associated with the festival.
Oh, distancing.
That, you know, they were supposed to be there, but the blanks getting fired.
What about Wiggy at the World War II Museum? He was firing blanks from the tank.
Yeah, I was.
Yes, true.
I mean,
Also, Firing Blanks, the title of Bill Belichick's next book.
Oh, God.
All right.
I don't like it.
All right. Is that it?
That's it for
We have to get to a Bill story that went viral yesterday.
Yes. I want to get to that when it comes to his potential coaching ability in college.
Yes. Shocking.
It's why I think you're going to be. Are you on Bill's side on this? I am.
It's absurd.
Okay, it's absurd. All right, we'll get to that. Round of applause for Courtney for the news this morning.
Good job, Courtney.
Thank you.
Unbelievable crowd here this morning. You guys are amazing.
Yeah.
This place is full.
And the show's going to sound so much better now that the bar's open.
100%, yeah.
Always.
100%.
Crowd's going to liven up.
Rob Ninkovich is here with us. He'll join us next. Right now, Courtney, with what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Red Sox game was rained out yesterday, so today we've got a doubleheader. 1:35 first pitch for the first game. The second game is at 7:10. Brooksy is joining Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. You can kick things off with Joe Weil at 12:35 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then the afternoons will be on in between games, and Arcan has the second pregame at 6:10. In the NBA, the Thunder go up 2 games on the Timberwolves in the Western Conference Finals. 118-103 was the final. SGA led the guys with 38 points. Game 2 of the East is tonight in New York. Tip is at 8. Go Pacers. While in the NHL, Brad Marchand and the Florida Panthers shut out the Hurricanes 5-0 to go up 2 games in their series. And let love bloom in a new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Explore up to 581 miles on a single tank in Subaru's most fuel-efficient Forester ever, the 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That is what...
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The month of May is Lupus Awareness Month. Lupus is a chronic disease that can cause inflammation and pain in any part of the body. It's an autoimmune disease with no known cause or cure. Signs and symptoms include joint pain, rashes, fever, extreme fatigue, chest pain, hair loss, and sensitivity to sunlight. Do you have any of these symptoms? Take the Could You Have Lupus quiz by visiting lupusgreaterohio.org or contact 1-888-NO-LUPUS for more information. Funded by the Ohio Commission on Minority Health.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's trending.
We are back at the Lobster Trap in Bourne on the Cape. Roadshow number 2. Coming up, our guy Slane, actor, rapper, everyday listener of the Greg Hill Show, will be with us around 9 or so this morning. We are obviously going to play some Hill Notes back at 9:20, so you can leave one of those as you can anytime you want on the Odyssey app. You see the little microphone in the upper right-hand corner, and talk to your heart's content with a voice note for us. But with us now here this morning, kicking off Memorial Day weekend, the great Rob Ninkovich, former New England Patriot Rob Ninkovich.
Thank you very much.
Good morning.
Beautiful weather weekend we have here.
Yeah.
Hopefully the rain goes away.
Were you planning to do anything? Are you doing anything with the family?
I was planning to go to Nantucket, but the boat will not make it over there right now.
Well, you weren't going ferry. You were going private watercraft.
Yes, friends.
Were you going
friend boat? Friends boat. You always have friends with boats.
Were you going on Bill's new boat?
Were you the plus one?
Plus one ring. That's AI generated. We know.
No.
Come on. There's no way you're putting that on there.
When has TMZ been wrong?
Greg's cool. Inside scoop said that it's real.
I can't believe it until I see it with my own eyes. Okay?
You don't believe it?
I don't believe it. A picture, especially on the internet, you can't believe
but
anything.
But, Nick, doesn't this change your whole foundational understanding of this guy that helped you win Super Bowls? Isn't this, like, so crazy? You know better than anybody.
Yeah,
how he was all about distractions, all that stuff.
Since we're talking about
pretty
Bill.
It's crazy. I don't know. But, hey, guess what? When you're, I guess, later in life, you're trying to just have fun, I guess. Hey.
You're not answering. Just answer.
Hey, if I was 70-something, I don't know. It's just,
and your girl was 24?
How many more years I got? I don't know. I'm trying to have fun.
Hey, he's living his best life.
Hey, I'm making multiple millions. Like, all right, let's go. Hey, I know a few people that date younger guys. Or girls, I'm sorry.
Or guys.
Right.
I'm right here.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. I said guy. I meant.
Yeah. But answer Curtis's question. He was big on the no distractions.
Yeah.
Did it surprise you to learn that the New York Times reported that while you guys were holed up in the end zone motel before game, that Bill would perhaps have Jordan visit him there.
Did we say New York Times?
Yes.
Have we fact-checked the New York Times?
No. Okay. All right. They never do.
Like, all is right. that okay. – haven't we gone through a whole election where the New York Times is
– Yeah.
But you were just down in North Carolina with him.
Yeah,
and,
I was down
you
there for
you took
days.
A photo with he and Steve.
Yes,
relationship
I
with those two, does it seem normal? Does everything seem copacetic?
I mean, listen, when you're an employer and an employee and you are –
Is it copacetic?
There's no T.
Really?
You know, yeah. It's okay.
Copacetic?
It's fine. Yeah.
You added a T, but it's
fine.
What
it was. Listen, we're not playing Scrabble.
Right.
They always are with me.
You know, let's check the dictionary. Is that a word? They're trying, and at the end of the day, when you're Steve and you're, you know, a coordinator, you're still trying to climb a ladder. He's eventually trying to be a head coach, right? Like,
right.
He's trying to perform at a certain level. Now, it doesn't matter if it's with the Patriots or if it was with Washington or now it's with Carolina. He's got a long way to go, you know, in coaching. So I think for him, he's focused on doing well. The team is doing well. They have to,
right.
Especially for him, because he's not going to retire. Bill is closer to retirement in the next couple of years. What's Bill going to do? I don't know, but
yeah,
I could either see him having a successful year in college, and if he has an opportunity going back to the pros, which, you know, the one thing I would say when you look at college, and when you look and you watch a college team play, there might be one or two professional players on the team. So you're coaching a less talented roster, which is, to me, challenging, right? It's challenging, especially now with kids in their. We talked about this last time I was on the show, the NIL, and they're like, I am him and I am me and all this stuff. It's like, no, you're not even going to play in the league. So, you know, look for a job.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to be looking for.
You said Steve wants to be a coach, and I think that absolutely is true. Do you think that Bill Belichick still has part of the hope alive that a successful stint in North Carolina will get him back to the NFL, or do you think he's basically...
I was surprised that he didn't have an opportunity. I mean, I don't know who the interview process was, who was in, who was out with him going back to the NFL.
Right.
I was shocked that he didn't isn't coaching,
right.
And he's coaching college right now. But
yeah.
like certain people want different challenges, so maybe that's a different challenge for him.
Curtis brought this up earlier, and it's worth delving into. CBS ranked the college coaches football-wise for this upcoming season, and they have Bill ranked 54th.
Yeah, there was a CBS Sports Power Coach Rankings, and Bill Belichick was 54th on the list.
Is that surprising to you?
It is surprising.
It's shocking
to me. It's also you're having to coach the group of guys that you have on a roster. So.
Right.
Unlike, you know, if Bill was the head coach in Alabama or any, he'd be number one, right? Because
yeah.
They have the more powerful, more talented roster, and he's having to build that roster up. And hopefully, I didn't know this, but the Big Ten, I guess they have to cut down scholarship
to 105.
Yeah. So if you're Carolina, and you get to go up, so like certain schools have scholarships to fill, and other schools have to cut. You're looking at like Ohio State, Michigan, all these big schools, and you're trying to get some of these guys that they have to let go to come onto your program.
Yeah, because the new limit now is 105.
Yeah.
And
they had like 115. Or
it was 115, but generally those guys were walk-ons. But now they can give up to 105 scholarships, but some teams are still carrying a little bit less. You were down there with them, and it's going to be interesting for me. I'm so fascinated to watch Bill this year because I want to know how does his coaching style – translate to young kids who are just don't have a football IQ. You know, when you're in the league and your football IQ and Bill wants you to do this and situational football and you're coaching that and you got to know every moving part of the game. What's his coaching style like now? Is he still that?
I would say that he's similar in a sense of situational stuff, the situational awareness, trying to teach these kids
right.
how to understand parts of the game that
right.
they really don't understand. And I didn't understand football until I got here. Really.
Right, right.
You know, I was just athletic and see ball, get ball. You know, I was
right.
like a golden retriever and a tennis ball. Like go get the ball, right?
Right?
And then when I got here, Bill's like, all right, listen, like we got to change a few things on how you're playing. You can't be past the quarterback. You got to understand down a distance. You got to know the formations. You got to know eye near, eye far, split back,
and
gun, all this stuff.
And that's that stuff you didn't learn.
I didn't learn.
In
no.
New Orleans or
no.
Miami
no.
or
Purdue.
Honestly, in Purdue's it's like Ivy League, basically.
It's the Ivy
Purdue,
of the Central of
that's right.
Indiana.
It's an Ivy League public school. You know, for me, it's football super, especially defense. If you're a 4-3 defensive end, it's pretty simple, right? You have your zone blitzing, you have your gap schemes, that's it. So when I arrived to New England, I was like, wow, hopefully I can get this. Because I was dropping when I was rushing, and I was rushing when I should be dropping. So it was like a challenge to understand the whole thing. But the defense and the way that he's approaching the college is definitely not as advanced as far as like the scheme. And
so he's kind of like, you know, watering it down,
instead of having like 12 packages of groupings, and they might have five.
Well, and that's the bigger thing, because I think you hit the nail right on the head. Like, when you get to the league, you got to understand, from a defensive perspective, you got to understand offensive formation.
Yeah.
And vice versa, as an offensive guy, you got to understand defensive formations, find safeties, coverages, look at corners. So for these young kids who, and you don't get that at any college level, I wonder how Bill stopped. That's why I'm so fascinated to watch him coach, because how does his style change, because he knows they don't have that mental capacity yet to be able to retain all that stuff. Like, he's been coaching for 50 years or six guys in the NFL. When you're coaching Lawrence Taylor, or you're coaching Ninkovich, or you're coaching Willie McGinnis, it's much easier than when you're coaching some kid who just came from high school, or some kid who transferred from
which is
school.
Why coaching Brockton was harder than the Patriots job.
Very hard, high school kids. Hey, cause
are the Pats back?
Those are fighting words right there.
Are the Pats back?
Throw them in the river right now.
I can't. In the bank. Sue me.
I will not sue you.
Talk about chin. We were talking about on the ride, and I was listening, and somebody says something to you. You want to give him a little smack?
Yeah, a little chin check.
Let's get Jay Miller to give him a smack.
There you go. Where's Jay?
Jay, I think he took off. But then he's the guy.
The enforcer.
I lied. I do have an attorney.
Stand in front of Jay. He's going to take care of it.
Yeah.
See you later.
That would stop all commenting on all social media. What was your question?
Are the Pats back, Nick?
Maybe. Listen, if you spend $355 million, you're hoping that, I don't know, maybe 200 of it works, right? Because it's not all going to work. If it all works, they're back.
Right.
Right? When you pay a ton of money in free agency, which they did, you don't know. You don't know how that's going to work out. Because what's that song?
Don't know what you got till it's
I
gone.
Get my money right.
Hangover.
That's Kanye. Yes. Canceled. But.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Sorry.
Still got but good that's, music, that's though. Still music's good.
It's still a good song right there.
When it comes to OTAs, there are reports saying that this is a completely different situation than what Bill had. They're harder. They look like they're faster.
They're harder?
Yes.
Wow.
Pause.
Stronger?
Pause. The practices are harder.
Oh, okay.
So when it comes to Vrabel, do you think that that's going to be...
I mean...
effective?
We'll find out, because listen, like,
it's OTAs.
At the end of the day, it's the OTAs. You had shells on. It's like, oh, they won a one-on-one. If I practiced every day in an OTA, I would have played 0 years in the NFL. So it's just a good correlation between what OTAs, padded practices mean towards actual, like, how the team looks. There's no pads on. You're not hitting each other. Like, you know guys that you've seen guys in shells. You're like, wow, that guy is a stud.
Yep.
You put pads on and he sucks. So that's just the way football is. If I would say if I was a young player right now in the league and the way the rules are, I probably wouldn't make a roster because I needed padded practices to beat up guys that look terrible in pads. And then people are like, wow.
That's interesting.
Yes.
So when it is breathlessly reported that Drake May had four interceptions and the hitch is back, it
makes me roll my eyes and say, who's the source? You know, some Mickey Mouse guy that played high school football. He threw four interceptions in the first OTA practice, everybody. Like, his hitch is back.
Hey, that's Shime. He's right there. Don't talk.
Sorry. Sorry.
So that
it makes me want to – that would be bullying then.
No, that's when you get Jay Miller. You get Jay
Miller. Like, hey,
outsource it.
Hang him up by his underwear.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't
matter. It's just like, okay, it's OTAs. And also, people don't realize that plays are scripted against certain plays to make the quarterback possibly throw an interception. Like, hey, okay, we're going to run this over sail route and to cover three, and we're going to make sure that he's having to run this play in a defense that is really hard to make it work.
Nick, where do you stand on the biggest controversial topic of the week at the owners' meetings?
The push. Yeah, it's so stupid. You know, like,
stupid to ban or stupid to allow.
Put flags on them if you don't want them to get hurt. You know, like, it's a play that is very successful.
But
it's hard to stop defensively. Great.
My thing is this, though, and I've been waiting to
hold
ask
on.
You.
Listen, what I would do is I would have everybody pinch. I would have a tight pinch.
Right.
Put two backers in the A-gaps, and wherever the quarterback goes, I'd try and knock them out.
Well, the only thing I was saying, why can't the defense, the linebackers – push the D
line. No, I would have the linebacker standing right behind, and wherever the quarterback goes, left or right, I'd put my helmet on his head.
Right.
I'd try to make
I get that, but the thing that I look at it, because I'm against it in the sense that I feel
now comes the back pedal.
No, there's no back pedal. I'm against it because I feel like the defense is at a disadvantage because the linebackers can't push the defensive lineman. And no matter, you know how it is. If you're going against somebody and there's somebody pushing that guy.
I want to tell you a crazy story, right?
All right.
My first year playing football, I was in third grade, right?
Okay.
I was a little bit chunky, so they put me in a garbage bag.
You look good now.
They made me run, and I had to lose 10 pounds, right? So I'd run around the field with a garbage bag on. Imagine in 2025, people, God, sue them. But they had this cage where running backs would go into, right? And they would put an offensive guy and a defensive lineman in the cage. It was really low. And if you got too high, it was steel. You'd hit your head. They'd have a coach behind each player, and they would shove each other into each other. Bang! Now imagine
this
that.
This is third graders.
Oh, yeah.
They're shoving them into
just
each other.
Yeah. Boom! Yeah. And you'd be like, oh, my God.
I was school
what
today,
happened?
Honey. I got CTE.
And then, I couldn't pass math. So I blame it on that.
Wiggy's issue is that it's unfair.
Yeah.
When it comes to the D, because they cannot do the same thing.
The D lineman. They can't push. You could put two guys behind Jalen Hurts and push him, but you can't put nobody behind a defensive tackle and push those guys.
I'd try to figure it out. I'd have my nose either take the ankles out of the line, like dive to their ankles, try and make a pile, and then have linebackers come up top and clean it up. But for me, if the offense has an advantage and it's a clear advantage – I like that. Like, defensively, it's like, okay, how do we stop this?
Right. Bill wouldn't look to ban the rule. He'd say, let's stop it.
No, it's part of the game
right
now. And so there's always going to be something that comes up that either side takes advantage of. Like, do you remember in the playoffs where we had, who man come in?
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
And unbalanced.
Yep, yep.
And the Ravens were freaking out because they thought it was an illegal formation. We ran it three times in a row. They were wide open. Well, they wanted to ban something like that.
But see,
because of the way they reported was supposed to be. Like
that was the cause of Deflategate because
I'm not getting into Deflategate.
No, but listen, Brady said no the rule book. John Harbaugh alerted the Colts, and that's why we have.
Let me tell you a quick story about ball pressure. Okay, so my 9-year-old's in the championship next weekend. We're playing in the championship flag football championships, right? So this past weekend we're playing in a game, and the other team is. They were complaining that our ball was a little too soft. Right?
Are you serious?
Yeah. 9-year-olds?
Oh,
yes.
No.
So I said, okay, take you bring your own ball in, whatever. So at the end of the game, they had a big play. The kid dropped it. And he yells, the ball's too hard. I start dying. if you just would have had the softer football, you maybe caught it. It's like, oh, my goodness.
I cannot believe that you got a PSI complaint.
What? The ball pressure.
With a bunch of 9-year-olds.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
He played for the Patriots. They're taking air out of the ball.
They're cheating.
What
a loser.
How many – this team, how many more wins you expect from them this season?
Oh, well, they have four last year?
Yeah. Last 2 years.
They bought four more, so let's say 8 to 10.
Okay.
Depending on the scheduling. I know the schedule just came out, but, for me – you have to have – I've said this year after year. You have to have realistic expectations. I know you have the Patriot fan out there that's eager to get back to the playoffs. They're like, they're a wild card team now, and they're going to win one.
Yeah.
It's like, let's just see how the offensive line shapes up. I like the first-round pick. I love the one-word analogy of nasty.
Yeah.
Explain to us in one word, how would you describe your game? Nasty.
All right.
I'm here to protect my quarterback. It's just
You like him.
I like that.
He's
country. Even though they say, he's a little country, southern boy.
Yeah.
But you look at just the way that they kind of went about the free agency. I like who they picked up. That Moses guy is a good, really good football player. When I played against him, which is dating him, when he was with the Commanders, he was a good player. And we talked after the game, and I respect him. He's a really good football player. So hopefully he's a guy that a young player can attach himself to and kind of learn from, how do you go about being successful.
Yeah, Campbell said he's working with him every day after practice.
Have you heard from Mayo at all?
I talked to him a couple weeks ago.
He's been,
Listen, when you're a coach, you're absent from a lot of things that you wish you could be involved in. So now I think he's present, which is great. So he's doing a lot of stuff with his children. And, you can't, that's one thing you can't get back. It's time. So hopefully he's investing a lot of time in the kids right now, which I think he
is. If I were him, I'd be like, where was this staff? Where was this spending when I got the job, Robert?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's Unfortunately, part of the football journey that we all go through.
Right.
You know?
Really screwed you over because you were counting on a gig over there.
No, you know, I think I'm going to take your job. Seems pretty easy. Where's the next read?
You can have it. You can have it. All right. Can I, round of applause for the great Rob Ninkovich.
See you guys.
Thanks, Rob.
You're the best.
Take care.
Thanks for coming down here.
Hey, that's that Breakfast of Champions right there.
That is.
Skull, a blueberry muffin,
and
coffee.
And a couple coffees.
That's all we need.
Perfect.
All right,
keep
Rob,
going.
Rob Ninkovich, we are at the Lobster Trap in Bourne. It is roadshow number two. And roadshow is brought to you by Miller Lite. It is Miller Time New England by Harbor One Bank. When it comes to business, they know business like nobody's business by Absolute Ocean Spray Vodka Cranberry Sparkling Cocktails, because some collaborations are just destined to be, and by Land Rover Norwood, where everything is different. And brought to you here on the Cape locally by Shepley Wood Products, by Nauset Disposal, by Copeland Chevrolet Subaru, and by the Cape Cod Regional Transit Authority. And we'll be joined coming up at 9 by Slane, and we'll talk a little bit movies. We'll talk a little bit of music with Slane. All of that still to come on Roadshow number 2 on the Cape here at WEEI.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The month of May is Lupus Awareness Month. Lupus is a chronic disease that can cause inflammation and pain in any part of the body. It's an autoimmune disease with no known cause or cure. Signs and symptoms include joint pain, rashes, fever, extreme fatigue, chest pain, hair loss, and sensitivity to sunlight. Do you have any of these symptoms? Take the Could You Have Lupus quiz by visiting lupusgreaterohio.org or contact 1-888-NO-LUPUS for more information. Funded by the Ohio Commission on Minority Health.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big juicy investment. Now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Roadshow number 2 from the Lobster Trap in Bourne on the Cape as Memorial Day weekend finally arrives and gets underway, even though the weather not cooperating. But I guess Curtis says Sunday, Monday, maybe we will salvage the weekend. Coming up, we're going to play your Hill Notes back at 9:20. We still have to get to the weekly wrap-up with Acrobatic, but... I want to thank our host here, Dave. Can we have a round of applause for Dave?
Standing O.
Who is the owner of this joint here. This place, the Lobster Trap here in Bourne, has been here since 1969.
That's right, buddy, yeah.
Am I right about that?
Opened up as a little fish market in 69.
Fantastic.
Yep.
Wiggy.
Been trying to grow since.
Wiggy doesn't like a lot on the Cape, but he loves this place.
And it is a great place. And I had asked Greg, is there like a... specialty lobster? I mean, I know it's obviously lobster. Yeah, it's like, is it because it's the lobster trap? Is it like, is the food focused around lobster?
Did you see them in the front?
No, I just kind of came in.
I mean, Wiggy's not a seafood guy. That because you listen to the show. He's not a seafood
guy. Yeah, I don't eat seafood. But my wife loves seafood.
It's okay that you don't. You don't always have to say Talina likes
it. Yeah, but, well, I say that because maybe I'll get some free lobster on the way home. Gotcha.
They're alive in the front.
I'm an amateur, Wiggs.
Yeah, it's all right. Don't worry about it.
Wiggy, we got a tank up front with about 800 pounds of lobsters in it right now.
All right.
Can't miss it.
If a couple go missing, it wasn't me.
So, yeah, we sell a lot of lobster rolls, a lot of lobsters, and some other great.
All right.
I've told you before, we do have great steak tips here.
Yes.
You would love the steak tips here.
Yeah, which are only a New England thing. So many people, I said that yesterday on the show.
Yes.
And people are like, man, what are you talking about? I went and Googled it. Fact.
Oh, yeah.
The steak tip. In California, they have something called tri-tips or something like
that.
That's not.
That's
a different cut of beef, not the same cut of beef. The steak tips were invented like democracy here in New England.
Like South Shore bar style pizza.
Right. Correct. And we had a great
only
time.
Only in Massachusetts.
You owned the place last night. We had a great time at the Trading Post last night.
Thank you for coming. A good party.
Thanks for having us here this morning.
Can I say something, Dave? The nachos. Obviously, pizza's a star, but we had the nachos last night. Spectacular.
Awesome.
Nachos, easy to mess up, but when they're good, they're the best. Phenomenal.
I'm glad they didn't because my son Ryan is the one who made them for you.
Oh, good. Thank you, Ryan.
So he's doing his job.
Yeah. Well, we want to thank you for opening the place up for us.
Hey, why wouldn't we want to throw a good party to kick off Memorial Day weekend? Why wouldn't we want to have, you know, Greg Hill Roadshow and all you great fans here? We had people lining up here at 5:15 this morning.
Holy cow.
It was pretty crazy. Carolyn promised me we would have a good crowd here.
Yeah. I
was a little nervous with the weather, and good to see all these people out here. There is one person missing from the crowd here today, our general manager, Kyle Higgins, who is the biggest Greg Hill Roadshow fan in our company. We got a team of 140 people here. He is deployed right now overseas.
Oh,
and,
wow.
So he's pretty bummed that he couldn't be here, but we know.
We
know you love our military guys.
We do.
Let's get a big round of applause for Kyle here.
We thank Kyle for his service, and he's deployed now. And,
He'll be back in a year.
Okay. All right. Well, we thank him and thank you guys.
We do have a message from him if you'd like to hear it, Greg.
What's that, Jackson?
We have a message from Kyle if you'd like to hear it.
Oh, I love that. This is like the Oprah show.
Right. like Roy Firestone.
He's joining us from deployment. Yep. He has to remain, I'm sure, confidential on his location.
Yes.
Go ahead. Let it roll, Jackson.
I'm pretty sure Mitch has a video, too. So, here we go.
Okay.
What's up, everybody? How's it going? Greg Hill Morning Show. Lobster Trap family just saying hello from the wonderful blast furnace of the South by Southwest United States here. We're stepping off to Europe to support Operation Atlantic Resolve soon. I really wish I could be there with you guys, but I can't. So just sending a hello, all the blessings. Hope everybody's going to have a great time. I know everybody's going to have a great time. And wish I was there with you. Shout out to my trap fam again and Carolyn as well. See you guys next year. Thank you very much.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is awesome.
Thanks, Kyle. Said thank you for his service.
Yeah. Thank you. Soon, buddy.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, all right. Good stuff.
Well, thanks for having us.
Hey.
Bar's open. Courtney, love the espresso martini.
Delicious. Not as much as Wiggy.
Bar's open. You guys are in the town of Bourne. We call it a small drinking town with a big fishing problem.
Okay. All right. Dave, thanks for hosting us.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks for having me, guys.
We got to take a quick
break. Thanks for coming.
When we come back, we will talk with Slane, the actor, the rapper, all-around great guy. We'll be right back.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The month of May is Lupus Awareness Month. Lupus is a chronic disease that can cause inflammation and pain in any part of the body. It's an autoimmune disease with no known cause or cure. Signs and symptoms include joint pain, rashes, fever, extreme fatigue, chest pain, hair loss, and sensitivity to sunlight. Do you have any of these symptoms? Take the Could You Have Lupus quiz by visiting lupusgreaterohio.org or contact 1-888-NO-LUPUS for more information. Funded by the Ohio Commission on Minority Health.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.